Özellikle şu Harry Lauer yakın bir istokta. Özellikle şu Daniel Shane'i başlıkta sağlık. Okay, so we're continuing in the Indian of Khazar Sashats. And basically the topic of the night Shia is to understand, we know that we pass in like Khazar Sashats is only for an Eino Baki. In other words, if you know how to daven, and you have to daven yourself. If you're an Eino Baki, you don't know how to daven, then you could hear, you could listen to the Khazar Sashats. So the question at hand is there any situation where a person who knows how to daven would listen to the Chazar Sashatz and Biyotz? Because usually we assume, like the Chachamim, that only Eino Baki. If you don't know how to daven, you can listen to the Chazar Sashatz. But if you know how to daven, you should daven yourself. So is there any circumstance where even the people who know how to daven could listen to the Shliach Tzibur or not? That's the question. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says here on page 1, and on the Gimel of the Beis, Shem Shliach Tzibur Chayev, Kach Kol Yochid Yochid Chayev. That's the Chachamim, that's how we pass it. Even the Bikim. So that's what the Gemara says on the Dalai on the base. Shame shall slip, Sibu Khan Kafu Yakid, Tanyan Lul and Wheel Drek, Lam Sibu Spalim, Amulem Gede Lahasir, Slip Sibu Tfilosof. So they said to Ramil, the reason why he's there is so he said back, but we pass him like Chachamim. That's only the Eino Baki. So there is a idea from the Baal Halachas Gedolos, the closest quote. Let's look in the original. I have here page 5 and 6. I have a copy of the Halachas Gedolos. P. Maduris Venezia. You have a Venezia, Hara?
Nevada.
Yeah. What do you see there?
The five souls there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which five?
I think there are only five. We're only five. There's the Talki, the Ashkenaz, the Levantine, the Spanish, and the Sicilian. Is it Sicilian? I think so.
Okay. So let's take a look.
Maybe Turkish? So that's what I'm doing.
So the Halachas Gedolos says on page 6, V'heichad ata yachid v'lo itkir d'Rosh Chodesh. Where it say you davened, but it's Rosh Chodesh and you forgot to say Yalla v'Yavol. V'ein b'tzafra, v'ein b'musuf. I mean, Musaf means you didn't daven the Musaf, the regular Musaf Shmoneh Esrei for your Shkodesh. Beim Mincha, Kadim Matzli, the Shmoneh Esrei, Bein Isa L'Shliach Tzibur Bein Lo Yisei, whether he's there or not, but he says, V'Isa L'Shliach Tzibur V'Ozil Chavin Daitei v'shama kulo tzlos mishlich tzibur mirisha tzofa nafi kidei chavosa. But if you heard the whole Shmona Esrei from beginning to end from the tzlich tzibur, then you yotze with the shlich tzibur. So that's what he's saying. So that's what the Bahag. That's the Bahag, and the closest quotes this Bahag on page 2. So what's the idea? Meaning that a baki knows how to daven for himself, so he should daven by himself. But he already davened by himself. He davened. He did daven, but he just.
He's missing
a part that he normally would have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei for. So he's saying it's not the same that you, like you never daven, because if you daven, then you miss. You missed Yalla V'Yavo, so then you did daven, just missed Yalla V'Yavo. But then he's saying it's different than if you wouldn't have davened at all, then you can't just listen to the Shliach Tzibur because you're a baki, you know how to daven, so daven for yourself. But if you did daven, but you made a mistake in the davening, then you could listen to the mistake he gives is that you neglected Yalla V'Yavo.
And that proves you're not a baki. And that proves you're not a baki.
No, half the world forgets Yalla V'Yavo.
I'm saying, what's the difference between if somebody said Yalla V'Yavo or not? Why is it the one difference?
You tell me, what do you think the difference?
If he wasn't going to feel it, he won't have to feel it.
No. Right, but.
What's the reason why the Shliach Tzibur can't be able to have like, just daven yourself? So this guy can also daven himself, so it's happening again.
Yeah, but maybe they weren't mechayiv him to daven again if he has the Shliach Tzibur. It's not like he didn't. We don't want people just not davening. So they want everyone to daven themselves. But you did daven. Now the question is it dafka yalla v'yavo, or what if you made a bigger mistake? Say, based on the service you made tshuva, you said Akela Kadosh instead of Hamelech Kadosh. Would that also be that now you don't have to repeat? You could, normally we say you have to repeat. You could just listen to the Chazan. Whereas is it Yalla V'Yavo is a more cooler dicker thing and we let you use for any mistake that you made? So that's what we have to look into.
Our halacha today is not to repeat the whole Shmoneh Esrei. Forget about a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Don't we repeat the whole Shmoneh Esrei? If we skip all the other today?
If we by Shachris and Mincha, not by Mar.
Right. Correct. Right.
So
then why is there, if we have to repeat it.
So the question is, but maybe it could be also with the, say you're by Mincha, right? And you forgot Yalla V'Yavo. And now you finished the lesson. Oh, I forgot Yalla V'Yavo. Now the Chazan is going to say to Shmuel Chazar Sashatz. So do you have to repeat the whole thing? Or can you just say, I'll listen to the Chazar Sashatz? And he'll say Yalla V'Yavo, the Chazar Sashatz.
Being that we go today, that we do repeat it, it would seem that we're not.
What do you mean today? What do you mean today as opposed to when?
I'm saying, isn't that what we normally do today, that we're supposed to repeat it?
We're supposed to repeat it, but maybe.
But
if you
maybe.
Hear from the Chazar Sashat, that's like repeating it. Well, right. The Bahag said that by Yalla V'Yavo, if you forget Yalla V'Yavo, so normally you repeat.
Right.
But you could be also with the Chazar Sashat. So I'm asking, is he saying something specific about Yalla V'Yavo or any mistake? Or is it the Yalla V'Yavo is a separate insert?
Yalla V'Yavo is a person that's a Kel Kadosh Kilo didn't daven.
But
that's the reason why they didn't daven. Missing a fundamental part of daven. Yalla V'Yavo is missing. It's an insert.
That's what I mean.
isn't Yalavi of a more kal? Because by Hakela Kodesh, it's Mishana had.
Yeah, that's what he just said. But maybe if you said Hakela Kodesh during a Seres Mechuva, then you. Yeah, it's more chomer. Let's see what the Shulchan Aruch said. Let's see it's brought down the Shulchan Aruch on page 13. Misha Shachach v'lo Omer Yala v'yavo v'rosh chodesh. If you didn't say Yala v'yavo v'rosh chodesh, or v'chol shal moed. Now listen, look carefully. Pillar 14. O b'chol dover shatzarech lachzo b'shvilo. Yichaven daito v'yishma mishliach tzibur.
That's only the Kippurma cases where
he clearly doesn't say that it's only Yalav Yavo. He says, "Here, look, a pillar, page 13."
Saying anything?
Yeah, look what he says. Misha Shachach v'lo Omer Yalav Yavo b'Rosh Chodesh on Chol Shemoyed, or b'Chol Dov Shetzarich Lachzor b'Shvilo. Chavin daito v'yishma mishliach tzibur. Kol shmones rebachos v'rosh vatzof. Adam shemispal la'atzmo v'lo yafsik v'lo yasiach. You don't talk, you know, you're just listening.
This includes a Kala Kodesh right?
You tell me. I'm not, what?
Seems like it.
Seems like it, right? Kol dover shetzarich lachzor b'shvilo.
I would have thought, how come you
used
the example of
Kala
Kodesh and everything else? Sounds like
it
would
have been clearer, huh? Right. He could have given it more. So. So let's see. So that's what he seems to say. You see, there's a famous Reb Chaim Brisker. Here, take a look. On page 16. Let's see. If you do share Grach al Shach. This is called the stencil, the kind of stencil. Right, page 16, you see a stencil? It's the old stencil.
Why didn't they print it?
Kind of stencil.
The Bala Gaon, yeah.
The only thing that they printed was the say the Chibur on the Rambam. That was his stencil, the Talmidim, was Kisvei HaTalmidim. Kisvei HaTalmidim is notes, you don't print the notes. But the only thing Reb Chaim himself wrote was the Sefer of the Rambam. That was printed. Nothing else. Hebrew. This is the Kisvei Talmidim, the stencil. So, you know, there's a famous Tosfos in Brachos. Before we look at the Chaim stencil. So look at the Tosfos and Brachos on page 7. It says, Chazar Rabbi Yehuda, third line, Tav lo hitzkel Rosh Chodesh ben Mircha. Say, you didn't say Rosh Chodesh ben Mircha. And at night already, it's not going to be Rosh Chodesh anymore. So normally, if you got Yalav Yavo by Mircha, it's supposed to repeat it. Here, he didn't repeat it. So he has to... So normally, if you didn't have a mitzvah at all, you have to say Ma'ariv twice, two Shmon Esrei. The first Shmon Esrei, you have Kavanah L'Shem Ma'ariv, and the second Shmon Esrei, you have Kavanah B'Tashlumin.
Yeah.
But the question is, if at Mincha, at Maariv anyway, it's already after Rosh Chodesh. And usually the first one is L'Shem Mo now, and the second one is Tashlumin, but the word is you say the same Shemon Esrei as you say as the first one, so then you're not going to gain anything.
Why do you have to say the same as the first one? I thought by Mincha you were supposed to say Shemona Esrei, but you didn't say a Shemona Esrei. Why? Because you left out Yalav Yavo, so it's not a good Shemona Esrei. You didn't say Shemona Esrei at all. Then by Marek you have to say a Tashrumin for having not davened a Shemona Esrei.
And therefore, what are you suggesting?
Just say your regular, Vachadek, whatever, non Rosh Chodesh Shemona Esrei twice. Just to make up not
right. So that's Yavo. He has two opinions. Whatever he's going to daven now, he davened before. The only difference is before it was Rosh Chodesh, so he was supposed to say Yalav Yavo. Now he doesn't have to, but Lamaisi is not. That's one shot. Or the other shot is what you're saying, that maybe he wasn't mispal at all. But here, it's okay.
What's mean? It's okay. If he wasn't mispal at all, he would have to repeat without the olive oil because he just missed.
He doesn't have to repeat. He has to say a tashlumen. He has to
out
the olive oil. Right. Lo davi l'hadamid, yeah. Alpha Mishal Yisrael. And then he has a second shot here at the end. That maybe even if you're not saying anything more, you're still going to have to. So there are two days and times.
And the ability to have a zvon, like it's not better to say, I'm sorry, this is long, not the obvious, that you have to say that woman at night, which is already the next day?
No, the answer is that he only remembered later. But if you remember right now, he could rectify it right now. Oh, so Reb Chaim Brisker says these 2 days of Tosfos are only about what? About Yalav Yavo. But say you had the same situation, say in Shul on a Friday Mincha. You didn't say Talmud Mata. Right? And then you didn't remember until Friday night. So now what? Well, what should we say? We did it like you didn't daven. So you should say two Shemona Esrei Friday night. What do we say? No, but a Friday night, he's not saying Talmud Matan anyway. So the whole problem is you didn't say
Talmud. Tosfos number two, just say the Tashlumin. Tosfos number one, Islam, you don't say the
right. Tashlumin. So he wants to say that everyone would agree that you need to say Tashlumin. Even though, in other words, those two opinions were only by Yalav Yavo, which is more, it's an insert. It's more mibachutz. It's not as intrinsic. But if you forgot Talmud Mutar on Mincha on a Friday, and now you remembered Friday night, so then for sure you're going to have to daven to Shabbos Tikkun Shmoneh Esrei, even though you're not being marviach anything. Because
you say Tashlumin on Shabbos?
Yeah.
But it's the same thing with
Yalav Yavo.
You're not saying
Yalav Yavo. Right, but the Yalav Yavo is a question, was that's maybe just an insert.
But is it about saying the same Shmoneh Esrei? Make up for it, or just
in other words, normally you would say the same Shemoneh Esrei. Say you forgot Talmud Matar on a Mincha on a Monday, so Tuesday night you'll say two Marvs with Talmud Matar, and you'll make up the fact that he's
said Shemoneh Esrei. Let's say Friday afternoon,
Friday afternoon. The thing about Friday afternoon is there's no Talmud Matar in the Friday night Shemoneh Esrei.
Say person unfortunately just forgot to say Mincha, right? And now they have to say two
Shemoneh
Esrei. So two Shabbos ones anyway.
Right.
And that's for a weekday. So it's the same
problem.
Same problem.
But there he didn't daven at all. Here he davened. So, but the problem was he didn't say Talmud Matar. So maybe you could say that, but you're not.
But he didn't daven.
Yeah.
So now if you say Friday night, but you're not saying Talmud Matar, you're going to daven.
Yeah,
Tashlumin on Shabbos, but there's no
the Dovah.
Right? Correct. So if you're making, you don't have the option to make a Tanai,
correct?
You know,
correct.
Tashlumin or So that might change whether you do it, because you can't put that tanaya.
Yeah, correct. So Rav Chaim says on page 16, where Hiksha Toises Brachas, Shachach Lomar Yala Viova, Mamoil Mashi spell Arvishtaim, Kevin Shachach of Kraino Rosh Kodesh, Vino Mir Yala Viova, Ula Vitalumot, Tar Ema Hakshas came. Shavitalumotar, who misseder at Philo, Ukshlo Omar, Have Mishana, Mimadea, Shatovu Chachon, Kiilo his power clock. Val Yala Viova, Rachiv has Kori, Lo Havi Klo his power. Rakshachal his power Shnaim, Deshiaske Yalaviovo, okay, Shafir Machum, Mamahani, Chase Paul Avrishtai.
But Yalaviovo is not the Matbeh Shitabu Chachaman?
Right, because it's not in the Bracha. It's like a separate excerpt, you know, it's a separate insert.
It's like similar to Aneinu, no?
Yeah, it's a separate insert, but if you forgot something, Talumatar, that's more intrinsic to, so that's like in Davin Roch. For sure, you can have to daven two Shmoneh Esreis Friday night.
So then, why is Yalav Yavo? Why is it different from Al Nisim?
Because Al Nisim,
they're both inserts.
Right, they're both inserts, but Al Nisim they made it more kal.
More kal or more chomer?
More kal. You don't have to repeat for Al Nisim. So, to Rav Chaim, so it is that. Yalav Yavo is an insert, so then there's what to say that you have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei, even because it's not like you didn't daven at all. And therefore, maybe you could say that you wouldn't have to repeat it because what are you going to, well, you davened, you did daven. And what are you going to gain? You didn't say Talmud Matar, but now you're not going to say Talmud Matar either Friday night. So he says, the Kuli Alma, if you daven Mincha on Friday and you said Talamotar in the winter, you didn't say Talamotar rather than the winter, you're supposed to, then by Friday night you have to daven two Shmoneh Esreis, even though you're not going to be saying Talamotar, because what do you gain? The answer is, because when you daven Shmoneh Esreis, you didn't say Talamotar, you didn't daven at all. It's Ki'il, you didn't daven at all. Because you mishana from the etzem hamadbeya of the chasimu, in contrast to Tosus has two opinions. That's only by Yalav Yavo, which you could view as nothing if you didn't do it, or you could view it as if it's a
silly question.
Yeah,
in the middle of a suda, when you're gonna have to bench, you start to that a bit, huh? You get Yalav Yavo. And now the Suda finishes after Chatzos.
After
Shkia. But because I'm in the middle of Suda, I'm going to bench with Yalav Yavo. Does that have any...
Right, because you fall. You fall with Shkia Sasuda. So you didn't... Oh, so is that going to help the...
Yeah.
The Shmoneh Esrei. No, it doesn't work.
Why is that part of the
The Nusach HaBracha. Yalav Yavo is a separate insert.
Masik Arufim Morid HaGashem, is that an insert or is that an Ethem HaBracha?
Right. So,
it's a question.
Right. Because Talmudah is part of the...
But it's like this. It's not an essential sentence.
Right.
It's part of the sentence.
Right.
Masik Arufim Morid HaGashem.
Is
could you apply that Tosfos
to much if to we can find this situation where, like, place the Shachris and Pesach more and you know, last Mashiv HaRuach of the year, then you did daven, you forgot Mashiv HaRuach, and then you're gonna,
yeah,
to Shmoneh Esrei. So we have the same
That can happen once a year, but it happens.
Right.
What's your answer?
What's my answer?
Which one is it like?
What do you think?
I want to say it's like Yalla V'Yalla.
It's like Yalla V'Yalla. Let's see.
It's an independent thing, which you would insert in there.
Right. So
the haraya is that, you know, many nesachos don't even say, you know, Morin Atal.
Only Svar.
Yeah, only Svar and Edot HaMidra.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just, let's say, it's a sentence which you add in there. It's right. Not like an integral part of
right.
Morin Atal.
So the question is, okay, this has enough for me, but the question is this whole discussion that we're having with this Tosfos and the Rav Chaim, does it have bearing on the discussion of the Chazaras HaShatz or not? In other words, the first say he was talking about, but then when he says called over, because in the Lashon HaBahag, I don't know, did the Bahag say called over Shachos de Barur, or that's just the Chabad edition? Let's see. Or is that I don't think the Bahag himself said that. The Chaber seems to.
Rebbe. Have a kash on.
Give me 1 second, Aaron. Give me 1 second. See, if you look in the Sefer Binas Daniel, you know Rabbeinu Daniel, Rabbeinu Daniel Leerfeld, is the yeshiva in the Yerushalayim, base the crown. So he wrote a lot of Sfarim, Binas Daniel, and he discusses this halacha.
Day after.
Yeah. He writes here, page 26. Moshe Ein came with the arrows. In his follow, the Raksha Tobit Filoso, Bech Gala Vyavu Chadobu, he came to Ethel Kefet Filosof Kiyumo, Minatora Varkiyah, Nechsha Kva Bike Shrachov, Ach Mishat Shechise, with my sad feel of it, Chazal Tik, do you have brothers? I'll say, if I'm Lapsor. אז הם אחד יש בהג שמכי גם לשייך דין שומר כעונה, רציס פיו של נוסח התפילו שחזל תקדו לגור משאר ברוך של יוצא עוני שומר כעונה, תפילו בבוקי. כבר שאפר דברי הבהג, ולאב טויסס, דווקא אם שוחח יאללה ויובו, שוחח ברוך השלימו, מחזיר את זה יוצא משביעו עשו. And then he says over the reply. So he says, "In came Nira, last paragraph. Should Rav Das Aram Batosis Brachas Shadina Shal Bahag having Davkim Shachar Yalav Yovel Shem Az Yesh Biyodo Gamkin Kiyum Tfilah Shal Maisa Tfilah." You see, Davin Shmoresh. He just didn't say the answer. Achshichischer Lo Haskar Shal Yalav Yovel. וכגב שגם מייס התפיל יש לו רק חוסר בהספרה אז זה שפר שייך הדין של שומר קודם להוציא because then he doesn't know the regular din of חזר של שעץ because that's why we, you know, walking. אולם אם שכח ברוך השלימה you think if you've got a ברוך השלימה שחישה לו בעצם חפצה במייס התפילה אז זה לא מהני דין שומר קודם אז אל חזקיר דין שמקרא לו אורך מחפצה תפילה גם כמנוסח הברך אז משום יאל ויובש עלי אז קרא לחוד מקום שקיים כבר תפילה שדהיינו תפילה שיפס אז יוצא ידי תפילה שעץ So he's making it sound that, you know, like even tying in the Reb Chaim to here, that it's whether you consider you're davening or not, and that could be the same shaila of Reb Chaim with the Friday Shmoneh Esrei. But the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch, the Lashon called Shechoyzer, called over Shechoyzer. What do you say? Because it's true that the Bahag himself doesn't say Choldover Shechoyzer. So it seems that the Beis Yosef, you know, added that in. So well, it was once the Shulchan Aruch said what he said, and then I'm not so sure that the Reb Chaim thing is maybe relevant to this discussion. Because he's saying that anything you have to be chosen for. But it could be in other words, if you forgot a whole bracha, you forgot a bracha, so that maybe if you hold the 19 brachas of Shmoneh Esrei, all makiv says that, so you missed something. But if you basically said it, you didn't say the askara, or you said talamata instead of saying bracha, or you something that's more disjoint from the etzem Shmoneh Esrei, so then maybe. So that's considered davening. So what would the Bahak say if you forgot a bracha? Not just Yalav V'yav, if you got a bracha, a whole bracha. Could be he would say that's nothing. And therefore you didn't daven it, that's not davening. If you hold a bracha as a makiv zetzah, that's nothing. And therefore you wouldn't be able to be Yosef and Chazor Shashatz.
That changed what the requirements are, or no? If you left that one out, you're still okay. Like one day it was okay not to say it, and then the next day, if you forgot to say it,
take him out. Ross Rogerman. Right, but it could be that if you said same bracha and you didn't say talmud mater when you're supposed to, maybe that's still considered davening, and therefore you don't have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei, you could just listen to the chazan.
Well, maybe the same bracha is a hefsek because it's not the bracha you're supposed to be saying, so you don't have a bracha smucha chaverta, you know.
Not convinced. I once had a shayla. For some reason, it was at a chasen, so it was hard to hear. I don't know if you had suffering, or you didn't say Hashem Sfasai Tiftach V'yagiti L'sach. And you should inside the Shmoneh Esrei.
What's the shame?
Could you be yotzei with the Shliach Tzibur?
Why, if you don't say that, then it's in Shmoneh Esrei.
That's just.
Yeah,
that's
so.
You don't say Hashem, so that's not my right. Shmoneh Esrei? The problem, I don't think I've ever said it in my. You're supposed to say it?
I didn't say that.
40,000
to catch up with.
You assume it's market?
No.
I just feel like it's a nice thing to say.
The class is supposed to say it out loud before they're different people have different emotions.
My feeling was that you could, that's called that you misspell.
Without it.
And then if you want to be yotze, if you hold still, you're supposed to say it. It's sort of like it's more like the Allah Viova, I thought. But some say maybe that.
I always saw Rebbe that it was Ma'akiv.
That it's Ma'akiv, yeah. For the Shlech Tzibur, even for a Yachid?
For the Yachid, for sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
And let me ask you, the Allah Viova was also Ma'akiv. But would you say the Bahag would say you could be Yotze? Or according to you, called over Shatarach Lachzor. According to you, you'd have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei if you're in Seshem Sfasat Tiftach, right?
Yeah.
So, like, the Binas Daniel was putting Tzushtel, the Reb Chaim, with this halacha. But it could be the Reb Yosef Karo would disagree and say, no, that called over what's his lashon? Kol davish tzarach lachzor b'shvilo. That would imply even.
I once heard that someone asked Nora Hora about someone who speaks through their davening a little bit, doesn't pronounce the words properly. Do they have to be worried about it? You know, how much do they have to be chazer? He said, as long as the chicha of the bracha and the
right, because not all the words are makhid.
Then as long as you have the tamsas, the general
idea, right, not all the words of davening are makhid, but something that is makhid. In other words, there are prime chilik between talumata and yala viavo. Is that relevant to this whole discussion of chazaras hashatz, or we say no? It's nichla. Hold on, if you made a mistake, you said same bracha. Same title, Mater, and the cousin's there, so you can just listen. That's why I thought the simple pshat.
We don't feel that the Machar took in every potential time you have to repeat your answer.
You think he did?
I would assume so.
And meaning, and then Talmud Mater would also be able to be your servant to the cousin, because you, even though Rechai said that's Mashanim. But it's still that you daven. Made a mistake. You daven. Or like Kel HaKadosh or Melech HaKadosh on the Seres Yimei Tshuva. Hey, you weren't sure. This. Yeah, I think that's what Rav Yosef. But then the Rav Chaim's Torah is irrelevant for this discussion according to Rav Yosef Karo.
Because he holds everything
as
equal. So
Rebbe.
Yeah.
Reb Chaim is being mechalek because Talum Matar you don't say on Shabbos, obviously. So he's saying that's different?
Reb Chaim is saying that Talum Matar is more intrinsic to the Etzem Shmoneh Esrei than Yala V'Yavo is. So therefore, if you didn't say Talum Matar, that's like you didn't daven at all. So therefore, if you didn't say it on a Thursday, on a Friday afternoon, then you would have you would say Shmoneh Esrei twice.
Is it because
according to both opinions of Tosfos?
Is it only because it's Erev Shabbos? Is he saying that only because his example is Erev Shabbos?
Yeah, but I'm giving you right because it's an Erev Shabbos. There's no Talmud Matar on Friday night and the Tashlumin. So that's the question. But I'm giving you another Hechi Timtzeh that'll be relevant. If you didn't say Talmud Matar, and now you want to listen to Chazaras Hashatz, like the Bahag, could you be Yotze?
So what I was thinking is really, you can daven a Chol Shmoneh Esrei and Shabbos. It's just Chazal weren't Matriach you to daven. That's why you were short of Shmoneh Esrei. So it's not that you can't. Technically, you could. It's just that we don't, because Chazal weren't matriachim. So why dafke? Meaning, it's really shayach to say it Leil Shabbos. It's just that we don't, because Chazal didn't make it.
Okay, say. But the mice we don't. So that's the question: is he going to gain anything? So Reb Chaim says, yeah, he gained something because when what he did on Friday was ki'ilu lo hispalo klal. Whereas not saying yalla. That's what I'm saying. So, but it's interesting that we have a Beis Yosef here. We should look up. We have a Beis Yosef here.
I even count three with Abraham. Okay. And you hear that? And I tell you then. Yes. Okay. Okay. Has that one person on downstairs?
Well, it's interesting to see how the Beis Yosef formalized it. Just about has that.
Whether
Reb Chaim applies, in other words, whether he's saying, yeah, well, you have it in your phone.
I'm going to try to find it.
He has the Beis Yosef on his phone.
I once saw it, bro.
You can call up the Beis Yosef.
So I don't know if this is shy. I wonder if it's below the Banti Barav.
Where?
For the Kiva. What is he? I don't know if it's what's he.
Is on the top. Yeah.
Okay, what are we looking for? Rabbi wants it?
Well, yeah, what does he have it? Yeah, but that's, I think, something else.
Okay.
Beis Yosef, yeah. What's the shoe go?
Down?
Team efforts.
Yeah. Okay. Let me get to you. No, this is the show. This is all the way back. He has a tour here. So. There's a lot in here. There's a lot in here. Oh, yes. Let's see. No, but this is not Kufkov. This is Reish Beis to Reish Mamala.
And you want
Kufkov Dalit. Well, you have Kufkov Dalit.
Okay. So
it's
Kufkov
Dalit,
you have it on your phone.
Yeah, you have it.
I think we're getting close here.
I'm not sure what's the problem. You got it?
I think I got it. I don't know if it's Yedalis.
I don't know.
It's a Yedal.
Ah, this is all. Oh, here we go. Oh, my God. Tractor, Tyson.
I tell them not all that.
Well,
they want to get the right.
Oh, he says this. He says, "Lafal pish because the toys is because Davke shachar laskish shachar bracha shleima machzirin the in yotze b'shmiyosu b'shas." I thought it was a bit of a drama. I thought it was a post game. We'll cut to all the very bad of that. It was, what if you forget a whole bracha? He quotes here from the Ram, whoever that is, Pasuk. A beta mayor.
Maybe
was that. So the Shlema Magzim and so the Enoch Yotzi Bishmioso. Shadlo Choshes or Bailey's Vorbiach and go both to Bailey and close to the different Bahag of that. Then she says she's been called a few about the drill that was at the Lord called it Nichol and Masha Kosta and Bailey Shavishma. So he says there is a sheet that says that only for those power claw. But the Ram, the Rabbeinu Meir says, if you forget a whole bracha, that's like Lo's Pal Klal. But he says, Lo Chashash Rabbeinu L'dvarav, Me'achash Shekhol Apostki Me'ilu O'Kosu El Divrei B'Hag L'Vad.
So this is Ram Chaim's. Chashash Rabbeinu Yichav.
So it could be that he's holding even if you forget a whole bracha. He's saying the Rabbeinu Meir says if you get a whole bracha, that's like you didn't daven at all. That's only Rabbeinu Meir. But it could be because the lashon of the Torah Shema called Field Doctor called Os to Os. I don't know. So it could be, I don't know, I have to think about it. But maybe even if you've got a whole bracha, you wouldn't spell them. Maybe it's not a lambda shavort. Is it a shame tefila or? We didn't just want you to just not daven at all. But if you daven, even though you messed it up, it's not only that you missed the but you missed the whole bracha.
Whole bracha. So why would we ever go back? I guess if you
so, but the chazan's there. If there's no chazan, then you obviously have to daven yourself again. But if the chazan's there, maybe then he would be voided to that also.
But there is a shas
and maybe. I'd have to look more inside. But okay, Rabosa. Next week, we'll have the Shia Wednesday night, and we'll have in Yom Shavuos.
So here, what's the? It's just you cannot rely on the shas.
So it seems that anything you'd have to repeat from the essay. But you davened, the fact you davened. And it's lav davke liyala viyavo. I think Talmud Mutter also, the simple pshat. There was the word of Reb Chaim, the Shulchan Aruch, either it wasn't Goris, or that's the Rabbi Tashlumen. But the Rabbi this halacha, the idea is that as long as you davened, even though you missed something that you're going to have to repeat, but you davened, and maybe it doesn't have to be such a Alam de Shavuot, is it a shaped tefillah, not a shaped tefillah? If you davened, and then you didn't take talamot, or you didn't, you still davened. So then, but you missed something that you have to repeat. So then you can even be yotze with the chaz, even if it's talamot, even if it's.
You can.
Maybe. So,
the Maisa?
Yeah, the Maisa.
You don't
want to
say.
The simple shot, like the mayor said, is that is lashon who's a chol dover, so tzarich lachzor b'shvilo.
It's
made
a mistake in
Tfilah.
It's the
beginning of Tfilah. Yeah, but say, you remember it afterwards. Even if maybe during that Sarasi Mechuva, you made a mistake, you said Akela Kaddish. So I think the Mechad would say, so you don't have to repeat Shemona Esrei if you want. Just listen to the Chazit, the whole Shemona Esrei, and you'll hear the whole thing. And he'll say Amelech Kaddish, and you. And you'll be sucking.
You should stand up and repeat
the whole way. The whole, you have to hear the whole, you can't just hear the Melech HaKadosh, you have to hear the whole thing. Even though that could be more intrinsic, that's Ke'ilu Lo Hispala, like the Reb Chaim, but I don't know if the Reb Chaim's, I don't know if the Reb Chaim's Lomdus and Reb Yosef Karo went hand in hand, or Reb Chaim's Lomdus was only in Tashlumen and not over here, or maybe. Maybe the Mechaber wasn't such a brisker.
Can you say
what? What do you say, Rameir?
I think it would be almost impossible to be Yaitza. I mean, I wouldn't be able to do it without daydreaming. If I miss one word, I'm finished. I daven without Kavana and I got lost in thought, okay, but at least I said the words. But if I'm listening to the Chazan and I'm wondering, oh, what's the temperature outside? Oh, and I missed the word. I'm finished. Like that, I think we're going to. That's what we missed. It's almost impossible to accomplish. I mean,
I once heard Rav Yosher Ber Soloveitchik say that he feels listening to Kriyas and Megillah is kemat.
Right. That's why Mishpura said you should read your own Megillah, right?
I hold that's the hardest to fulfill. In Yiddishkeit, is to hear Kriyas and Megillah. Yeah. Okay. Good.
Is it good this year for Tuesday instead of next Wednesday?
What?
Any way to make the shir for next week Tuesday?
He wants to know if we can have the shir Tuesday night instead of Wednesday night.
For me, it's a conflict.
Okay, so forget. Okay.
Thank you.
I think it's hard to change.
Yeah, I think we should leave it Wednesday. And if we, you know. Okay.
Okay,
that's a shame. It'll all work out. Okay, hold on. Good enough.
Yitzchak, Yechiel, Michael. Ben Reingold, is it?
Oh, Mr. Black.
Yeah.
Yeah, how you saw him?
What's the mother's name?
I think he told me, maybe. How was he?